WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark, your daily dose of inspiration delivered straight to your ears. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, and today we're diving into something super important. Setting boundaries for better mental health. You know that feeling when you're constantly drained, stretched thin, like someone's just been chewing on your energy cord? Yeah, me too. Trust me, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or difficult. It's about protecting your precious mental well-being, the thing that fuels everything else in your life. Think of it as giving yourself permission to prioritize you, because let's be honest, you deserve it. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundary setting. 1. Know your limits. This is where self-awareness comes in, folks. Take a good hard look at your time, energy, and emotional reserves. What drains you? What fills you up? Recognizing these things is like having a mental GPS guiding you towards what's healthy and what's not. Ever feel like saying yes to everything just to please people, even when it leaves you feeling depleted? That's a classic boundary-busting situation. Remember, it's okay to say no politely, of course. To protect your sanity and well-being. 2. Communicate clearly. This is crucial. Vague signals just lead to confusion and resentment. Learn to articulate your needs and expectations clearly and directly. Think of it like ordering at a restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to tell the waiter what you want, right? Same goes for your personal life. Whether it's saying I need some quiet time tonight or I can't take on any extra projects right now, speak your truth with confidence and kindness. 3. Practice saying no. This one's a game changer. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but saying no is like flexing your mental muscle. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Remember, saying no isn't a rejection of the person, it's a declaration of your own priorities and needs. 4. Set realistic expectations. Life happens, right? There will be times when things get hectic and boundaries might need adjusting. Be flexible, but stay firm in your core values. Don't let yourself be pulled into situations that compromise your well-being. Remember, you're not responsible for everyone else's happiness, only your own. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, moments when you slip up or feel overwhelmed. That's totally normal. Just remember to practice self-compassion and keep working towards those healthy boundaries. Think about that last time someone asked you for a favor when you were already swamped. Maybe it was a friend needing help with their project, or your boss asking for an extra report, that feeling of being pulled in too many directions. You know the one. That's where setting boundaries comes in like a superhero cape. Imagine saying, hey, I really want to be there for you, but my plate is full right now, can we chat about this later? That's owning your time and energy, and it feels good, right? So, remember folks, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. By prioritizing your mental well-being, you unlock a world of clarity, focus, and genuine connection. You become the best version of yourself, ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Take that first step today, identify one area where you need to set a boundary, communicate it clearly, and watch how it transforms your experience. Share your wins with us on social media using #MotivationSpark. And don't forget, keep spreading the spark. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.